SBS Radio.
This morning, we have accredited practicing dietitian Megan Alsford to tell us about the current eating habits of Australians. Good day, Megan. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Claudette. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Megan, new research from Jenny Craig reveals that Aussies are eating more than ever. You have some statistics and research on this. Can you elaborate and tell us more about the research findings?
No problem. The research we recently conducted showed that as a nation, we're really struggling with our portion sizes. So nearly 40% of us are unaware of what a standard serve size is, and this is leading to confusion. But also, once we do know, we're ignoring them. So two-thirds of us will have a second helping of dinner, and two-thirds of us will upsize our meals simply because it costs a little less. And these eating habits are leading to us eating more than ever.
And what's the reason behind Australians' bad eating habits?
Well, there are a number of reasons that contribute to these types of eating habits. For example, we know over time portion sizes have gotten bigger, but also so have our plates and our serving tools. So all this helps to encourage us to put more onto our plate. And we also find it really hard to estimate what portion sizes are, particularly when we're not eating at home. And then add to all of that, we're more distracted than ever. So half of us are eating dinner while watching TV, and some of us are using our smartphones, which means we're not able to focus on the food that's in front of us.
And what does this mean for the health of Australians in the future?
Yeah, so when faced with larger portion sizes, it can override our internal cues of satisfaction. So in other words, the more we see, the more we eat. And in fact, our survey showed that 1 in 3 Australians will finish the food on their plate, even though they already feel full. And the problem is, if we eat more than we need and we don't burn that energy off, it can lead to weight gain and also poor long-term health outcomes.
And you have mentioned about portion control. Why do you think portion control is a key when it comes to losing and maintaining healthy weight?
Well, given so many people admit to struggling with their portion sizes, it can be an important first step to healthy eating. And the benefit of focusing on portion sizes and knowing how many portions of each food group you need is you're able to put foods in the context of your overall diet. And that means you need to focus less on counting calories and just focus on whole foods.
Okay, so the key there is educating them, right?
So we do that in two ways. The Jenny Craig programs provide portion-controlled foods for our members, but also our trained consultants help our members with simple strategies around knowing what a portion size is, how to estimate those portion sizes so they can put that knowledge into practice, and also how to feel satisfied with smaller serving sizes. Portion sizes change depending on the food group. For example, when it comes to a portion of meat, it's about the same serve size as a deck of cards, or a portion of nuts is about 30 grams, which is equivalent to a golf ball.
Okay, and what are your top tips on how to control portion sizes?
So the first tip would be to know your portion sizes and how many of each portion that you do need. Then when you're at home, use measuring cups and kitchen scales so you don't have to guess. But when you're out of the home and you don't have access to those things, use those images I was talking about, the deck of cards or the golf ball or a tennis ball is about the serve size of some vegetables. Use those images to quickly guess what serve sizes are. And also switch off. So when you're eating dinner, don't watch TV, turn off the smartphone and avoid the temptation of upsizing or grabbing that second helping.
And apart from portion control, how can Australians stay healthy?
So the easiest way to stay healthy is to look to the 5 food groups and choose a variety of foods in the right portions.
Thank you very much. Accredited practicing dietitian Megan Alsford. Have a good day.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.